Give a shout unto the Lord tonight. Wow, what a blessing. Choir, please be seated. We are gradually coming to that moment we've been waiting for. And I want to welcome BDR tonight to bless us with a song. Tonight you are going to receive and experience the love of Jesus. And before we receive the servant of God tonight, I want us to welcome Ida to bless us with a song.
Sweet the name of Jesus sounds in a believer's ears. It suits his sorrows, heals his wounds, and drives away his fears. It makes the wounded spirit the troubled breast. It is manna to the hungry soul and to the weary rest. How sweet the name of Jesus sounds in a believer's ears. It soothes his sorrows, heals his wounds, and drives away his fears. Jesus, my Savior, Shepherd, Friend, my Prophet, Priest and King, my Lord, my life, my way, my end, accept the praise I bring. Jesus, my Savior, my Shepherd, my Friend, my Prophet, Priest and King. You are my Lord, my life, my way, my end. Accept the praise I bring. How sweet the name of Jesus sounds in a believer's ears. It soothes his sorrows, heals his wounds, and drives away his fears. It soothes his sorrows, heals his wounds, and drives away his fears.
Clap your hands for Jesus. Tonight we are going to hear the name of Jesus. It's a night of salvation, a night of miracles, a night of the power of God. And I'm sure Harare is ready to receive the ministry of the man God has sent to this city. Please rise to your feet tonight and let's receive evangelist Doug Ewart Mills to bless us.
Lift your hands, Father. Thank you tonight for your power. Thank you for miracles practically happening in our midst tonight. Thank you that you are the healing Jesus. Thank you for the blessing for Harare. We give you thanks. We give you praise. We arrest every demonic power that is operating here. We bind every force of darkness here in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the angels of the Lord. Release them into our midst, O God. Thank you for your great power tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. And everybody shouted amen. God bless you. You may be seated. First of all, I want to thank the wonderful pastors, the chairman of the board of trustees and the planning committee and all the pastors for your great support for this wonderful campaign. Without your support, we could not be here. God bless you all. We also want to thank the government for allowing us to be in this beautiful square today. Clap for the government for their support. Tonight, I'm preaching about Jesus Christ, the Savior and the Healer of this world. Amen. Jesus Christ is the Savior of the world. And the Healer of the world. Luke chapter 2 and verse 11. Says, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord.
Ruka chapter 2, pandimaya 11. Inoti muzuara nasi, mukutara Davida, maberekerwa, muponesi, Jesu Christu.
Wow.
Wow.
1 John 4 and verse 14 says, we have seen and do testify that the Father has sent the Son to be a Savior to the world.
Wow.
Acts chapter 5 and verse 30 says, the God of our fathers raised up Jesus, whom you slew and hung on a tree. Him has God exalted with his right hand to be a prince and to be a savior, for to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins.
Chino mabasa inoti, mwari waka mutsa Jesu Christu, agolaye mponesi, wabaka romerera, asachalaye unounza, kunata negushambwa.
Wow. Everybody say, Jesus is my Savior. Jesus came to this world to be a Savior of the world. Now the big question we must ask ourselves is, if Jesus Christ came to save the world, what did he save us from? When Jesus came to this world, there was no electricity. And when he left, there was still no electricity. So my question is, what did he come to save us from? Many nations are having lights off. no electricity. But when Jesus came, light have not even come on before.
Hey,
when Jesus came to this world, there was no running water. There were no taps you put on and water runs. And by the time he left, after saving us, there was still no running water anywhere.
Jesus achuya panyika kwaisava nemvura inobuda napapombi achidzokera kuna baba akatosiya kusina iri kubuda nepapombi mvura.
So my question is, Jesus Christ, what did you come to save us from?
Zvino mvunzo ndoye kuti kwaimisha Jesus makavingei kuzotiponesa kubva pachi.
When Jesus came to this world, there were no roads, no good roads, tarred roads. And when he left, there were still no roads. So my question is, what did Jesus come to save us from?
Hey!
When Jesus came to this world, there were no universities. And when he left, there were still no universities. So education was not going very far. So when he came, there was poor education. After saving us, there was still poor education. So Jesus Christ, what did you come to save us from? We want to know. When Jesus came to this world, there was no democracy. There was no democracy. Like, you vote and then you choose a president. There was nothing like democracy. And when he left, still there was no voting and no democracy, no proper counting of votes, nothing. Hey! So Jesus Christ, what did you come to save us from?
Jesus Christ achuya panyika kwaisava neguta ruzhinji inonzi vanhu sharai mutungamiriri wamunoda akadzokera akasiya pasina kana vangoverengerwa kunzi mawana mavhoti mangani. Saka nai Jesu makauya kuzotiponesa pachi.
Hey! Like, it looks like, and when Jesus came, there was slavery. Slavery, there were slaves. And when he left, there were more slaves. So, you see, I'm just trying to find out what exactly he came to save the world from. I have the answer. Do you want to know what Jesus came to save us from? Matthew chapter 1 verse 20. And while he thought on these things, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary, thy wife, For that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son. And thou shalt call his name Jesus. For he shall save his people from their sins.
Matthew chapter 1. Zonzi Joseph akatacha tevera zvinish. Kwaka uya muhope. Zvikanzi usatya kutora Maria. Kuti ave mudzimai wako. Nekuti chiri mari chitsvene. Chakaunzwa nedenga. Achabara mwana. Achatumidzwa zita Jesu Kristu. Achaponesa vanhu. Kubva pazvivi zvavo.
Amen. The Bible says Jesus shall save his people from their sins.
Bible rati Jesu achaponesa vanhu kubva pazvivi zvavo.
When Jesus came, there were poor people. After he left, there were still poor people. Remember the beggar who begged Peter and John? When they were going to the temple, there were a lot of beggars after Jesus. He used to see them all the time.
Jesus pakawe apanyika. Vanotambura varomba vaivapo. Shure mekunge aenda. Tinondonzwa nhauya. Uya waipema ari pakora. Saka vakangoramba varipo.
Jesus came to save you and me from our sins. Now, some of you have never been to a prison before. But in the prison, nobody is praying for a car. If you have ever been to a prison to visit them, nobody in prison is praying for a job. Or a car. Or a house. Or promotion. What are the people in prison praying for? Freedom. They want to come out. Why can they not come out? Why can they not come out of the prison? Their sins. Their mistakes. Yes. I've kept them in the prison. Recently, I went to Liberia, Buchanan, and I visited a prison. I was with this gentleman. And at the front of the prison, there was a board with a list of the prisoners. Do you remember?
What were the crimes
of the prisoner? Just a few crimes.
Yes.
Number one.
Those who had stolen.
Thieves. There were about 400 people and there was how many thieves?
Thieves were about 60 to 70.
60, 70
yeah.
Normal thieves.
60, 70. Mbavanche.
Then.
There was also armed robbers.
Armed robbers.
Thieves
who have guns. How many were those?
About 30 of them.
30.
Yes. Armed robbers.
Yeah. Hey. Yes. And then liars.
There were also liars. Liars.
People who had told lies.
Lies in court.
In court.
In court. Yes. There were about 12 or 15 of them.
Oh, there were a lot.
Liars. The liars were a lot. Yes. In the court. Yes. Yes. A lot of liars.
Lot of liars.
Lot of liars.
Then
there were also rapists.
People who have had sex with somebody,
yes.
you are not supposed to have sex with.
Illegally.
Illegally. Hey! How many were those?
Those were about 40 and more. 40?
40, 50. 50.
Yes, a lot of them.
And then what else?
There were also murderers. Killers.
Monty.
Killers. Yes.
And
all the people, when we went, it was very dark. So dark, recently, I decided to renovate that prison. Because I always remember the people were like animals. It was too dark. And too frightening.
Eish. Did you know Pindabo? Rimaraka rakati sa, rakati sete, rakabata torongoi. Jebuti mazwa pura. Ndakafunga dikati ah, jirina ndirika, zireri iteo impairi nan. Yebuti wanwanga ka.
Hey. These people are in the prison. And there is only one thing that is keeping them there, and it is the crimes they have committed, the sins. Now all of us here, you'll be surprised, have committed the same crime. Recently, I heard that only 40% of murderers have been caught. The 60% are free.
Yeah.
Now, you are wondering why you are not in prison. It's because you have not been caught. But the prison in Harare and the prisons in Zimbabwe and the prisons all over the world are evidence that God also has a prison. If you, a normal man who is very wicked and full of evil and sin, can make a place to keep people who you say are not fit for society, do you think God cannot make a place to keep people who are not fit for heaven? So, by the way, the Bible says the eyes of the Lord are everywhere. So, all your sins, God has seen. Oh, God has seen.
Zino, Bible note, Menzo Jehovah. Ari pese pese, zaga stango zaga iwe, zaga wone kwa, zaga wone kwa.
Now let me ask you a question. How many of you have told? How many of you have told a lie before? Lies.
Zaga bonye paku mashuru.
Hey. Okay, no, put your hand up. Put your hand. How many of you have told more than 100 lies since you were born?
Hey,
what about the pastors? My God, my God, my God, my God. Harare is full of liars. How many of you have been jealous before? Jealousy. Kodo?
Kodo.
Kodo?
Kodo, jealousy.
Hey! What about the pastors? Kodo pastors.
Jealousy pastors.
A lot of pastors are jealous of each other.
Kuto itire na shanje, ne? Kodo pakati pedu za fundis.
How many thieves? If you are a thief, raise your hand. Look, look. You see, they don't want to raise your hand. Okay. How many have stolen something before? You've stolen something before. How many have stolen chicken from your mother's stew in the kitchen before? Raise. What about the pastors? How many of you are thieves? So Harare is full of what? Liars, thieves, jealousy. How many of you have committed fornication before? That is, sleeping with somebody is not your wife or your husband. This one, some of you should raise two hands and your legs because you know yourself.
Gino. Vangani wakamboita upombwe. Upombwe. Kurara nemudzimai kana murume asiri wako. Patashika apa. Vamwe venyu munofanga kusumudza maoko ari mairi. Zvese negumbo.
Hey! What about the pastors? What about the pastors? They don't want to lift up their hand unless you close your eyes. Unless you close your eyes. If I continue, how many have had hatred in your heart? You hated somebody before. Bible says, he that hates his brother is a murderer. Murderer.
Mondi.
All of you who raise your hands are all murderers in the sight of God. So how can a group like this, wicked people like this in Harare, go to heaven? Hey! Say we need a savior to save us from our own sins, I'm telling you. Yeah? Because there is no way you can go to heaven, or I can go to heaven, or anybody can go to heaven with our sin. I mean, automatically, since you are about 11 years, you've been sinning. 10, 9, 8, 6, 7, you have been committing thousands of sins.
Hey!
Listen! Many pastors are preaching that Jesus came to give you, make you rich. Let me tell you, Jesus came to save us from our sins. That is the reason why Jesus Christ came to this world. God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whosoever believes in him should have 7 cars, 3 houses, and go to London and Paris and America. Amen.
Hey!
What type of gospel is that? God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. You shall give birth to a son. You shall call his name Jesus, Savior, for he shall save his people from their sins.
Zitarake uchanzi chesu uchapone savan kupakushiri shavu.
You know, some years ago my son was doing an exam I asked him some questions. It was around November, December, and the exam was in March. So I asked him some questions in the exam and he did not know the answers. Hey!
And
I saw that my son was going to fail the exam by all means. When I asked him, I said, no, you can never pass. So I decided to save my son because I saw that he was failing. He was going to fail. So I started to stay up in the night with him to study. I said, bring the book. And I started asking questions. A, B, C, D, E. A is true. B, truth. F, C, false. True. At the night, 2 a.m. And I was sleepy because I came from church tired. But I could see my son was failing. I said, I have to do something to save my son. And I could understand how God could see that we are failing. We are liars. We are thieves. We are wicked. We are hateful. There is so many bad things. And he saw that we are going straight to hell. And he decided to try to save some people, some of his children. Many people have not understood why Jesus came. He came to save us with his blood. You know, about 3 years ago, I had the greatest shock of my life when I went to India. It was one of the greatest shocks of my life. When I got to India in Chennai, I saw a church built to honor no other person than Thomas. Thomas, who was with Jesus, who did not believe. I said, were there boats in those days, aeroplanes, to come to India, Thomas? So I said, then Jesus could have come to India too. Jesus could have gone to India, passed through Bangladesh and through Dubai and all those places preaching. Why didn't he come to preach? You just die at the age of 30, 33. And I was saying, Jesus could have come to South Africa. He could have come to Zimbabwe. Because if Thomas could go to India and Jesus was with Thomas could go to India, Jesus could have also gone to India and China and all around the world. So I do not understand why he just stopped preaching suddenly and said, I must go to Jerusalem. I'm going to die. But I'm going to tell you why he did not go to India.
Thomas, Thomas, Sakana Jeff Kavarikunong, Vakawia Kuna Kuindia, Vakadarika in Bangladesh, Vakaparita, Kuyakana Zimbabwe, and South Africa. She can never go. Vakasomo Saruzire, Pamakorema Kumima Tatu, Kudinda Kuna, Dabu Jerusalem, Diko Faiko.
Do you want to know why Jesus did not go to India? And why he did not bother to come to Zimbabwe?
Because
preaching could not wash your sins away. All the beautiful stories of the prodigal son and wonderful things cannot wash your sins away. There is only one thing. Without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness and remission of sins. Jesus had to die on the cross to shed his blood for your sins. Jesus Christ could have gone around and around, but that would not save you today. No.
Wait.
There is only one thing that can wash me all my sins. Only one thing. And the night before he died, he took the cup and he said, this is my blood. This is my blood, which is given for the remission of the sins of the whole world. Only the blood that Jesus shed could wash away the wickedness and pay for you and me to go to heaven. The blood, it reaches for 2,000 years. 2,000 years, it is still powerful. It's still working. It's working today. It's working today. It's working today. It's working today. To wash away your sins. It reaches to the highest mountain. And it flows to the
lowest valley of the blood.
The blood
that gives me strength.
The blood of Jesus. Blood of Jesus.
Ro para Jesus.
Sit down.
Got
the blood of Jesus.
Ro para Jesus.
Is powerful.
rine simba.
Because it is working today.
Nekuti richiri kushanda nanasi.
One day I was in the hospital.
Rimwe zuva ndaive kuchipatara.
And one of my friends was dying. And I was trying to get blood for him. I went all over the hospital looking for blood. When I went to the blood bank, they told me, we don't have this type. You see, there are different types of blood. The Bible says we are not redeemed with the blood of goats and bulls. We are redeemed by the blood, precious blood of the Lamb. Then I saw a whole lot of blood on a table. And I said, what about this blood? And the man said, this one is expired. Expired. That's when I found out that blood also loses its power. After some time, you cannot use it. But the blood of Jesus, for 2,000 years, the blood of Jesus is working. It's powerful. It will never lose its power. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So Jesus Christ is the Savior of this world and the healer. And that is why he healed all kinds of sickness. You know, I am a medical doctor. I still practice medicine today. And I can tell you, if you are part of humanity, you will one day see the need of the power of Jesus. Even today, after all the doctors and everything, the same diseases that were in the days of Jesus are still tormenting people today. And Jesus healed all types of sickness. He healed women. He healed children. Today,
yes.
When you see a doctor and you say, my eye, he will say, go and see the eye doctor. But Jesus healed every kind of disease. He healed eyes. He healed legs. He healed mad people. He raised the dead. Jesus is the Savior and the healer. And tonight he's here. We have been to many cities in Zimbabwe. And Jesus is still the same. Healing many people. And he's going to heal your life here in Zimbabwe. Stand to your feet. No one should walk out whilst I'm praying, please. If you walk out, your child will walk out of your house without saying bye-bye. You have to show respect to the presence of God. I will tell you when we've closed. If you are here today and you want Jesus' blood to wash your sins tonight, then lift your hand like this and say this prayer with me. Say Jesus, thank you for tonight. Oh God, I am a sinner. Please have mercy on me. Oh Jesus, I realize I have done many, many bad things. I'm a liar. I'm a thief. I'm a wicked person. Have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. Lord Jesus, wash me, Lord, with your precious blood. Wash me, Jesus, with your blood. Tonight, cleanse me of all my sins. Oh God, I am sorry for my wickedness. Have mercy on me. From tonight, I open my heart. I open my heart. I give my life. I give my heart. I give my soul to you, Jesus. Please write my name. Please write my name in the book of life. My name is, mention your name, my name is, please write this name in the book of life. My name is, please write this name in the book of life. Thank you, Jesus, for hearing my prayer tonight. I love you, Jesus. Wave your hand like this. Say, thank you, Jesus, for hearing my prayer tonight. Now point your finger this way like this. Do this. Say after me, Satan.
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 Listen carefully. From tonight, I reject you in the name of Jesus. Satan, from tonight, I will not follow you again. I will not obey you again. Satan, I will not serve you again. I belong to Jesus. Satan, I rebuke you. I reject you in the name of Jesus. Now lift your two hands and say, thank you, Jesus, for saving me from my sins. Tonight, I love you and I thank you. Thank you for writing my name in the book of life. I love you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. And everybody shout, amen. Hallelujah.
Asi munoda kuti ndivane upenyu usingapeli. Manerano ndinozarurira moyo wangu kwamuri. Pindai mumoyo mangu. Ndapota Ishe Jesu. Pindai mumoyo mangu. Ndiregerere zvose zvandakakutadzirai. Undiite chisikwa chitsva. Ndive mwana wenyu. Kubva zvino zvichienda mberi. Satan nemadhimoni mese tsvina. Ndinodambura ukama nemi. Ndinokurambai. Ndinokutukai. Ndinokudzingai. Ndinoti ndava waMwari. Ndichamunamata. Nekumushumira.
Thank you.
Nekumuterera.
Thank you, Jesus.
Nekusingaperi.
Hallelujah.
Titembere mbere kuna Jesu.
Hallelujah.
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 Tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock,
mangwana, mangwana nine nguwa za 7.
There is a special power conference here.
Pane shumire ine simba pano.
For all those who have received Jesus Christ tonight, You need to be taught the word of God as a new believer. And you also need the baptism of the Holy Spirit. If you are sick in your body, the power of God will also be here to heal you. So make sure you are here at 7 o'clock in the morning for the power conference for new believers and any believer who needs to come here for that conference.
Now, I want to pray for the sick right now. God is going to do many miracles. No one should move, please. Jesus is the Savior and the healer of the world. Father, I thank you for many miracles. Much healing today. The Bible said Jesus departed from thence. Great multitudes came unto him, having with them those that were lame, blind, dumb, maimed, and many others, and cast them down at Jesus' feet, and he healed them. Tonight, Jesus is here to heal and touch your life. Wherever your sickness is, whatever problem you have, place your hand there right now. It's a healing Jesus. Father, I thank you for your power that is flowing. Thank you that you do miracles so great. Thank you for your power. Somebody who could not see, God is opening your eyes. Receive it now. Breast diseases are being healed. Cancers are being healed. Bad diagnosis, like the doctor has said something bad, God is canceling it now in Jesus' name. Power is flowing in this place. Every demon tormenting you tonight, power of the Holy Ghost is here, setting you free. Receive it now. Receive it now. In Jesus' name. Whatever diagnosis has been made on your life, God's power is here tonight to set you free. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Father, thank you for miracles tonight. Thank you for mercy. Thank you that as you heal blind Bartimaeus, you are healing tonight. Receive your healing right now. Father, we give you thanks. We give you thanks. Now, everybody lift your hand and thank God. Thank God. Many, many miracles have taken place. Jesus is a healing Jesus. Jesus is a healing Jesus. And his power is here tonight. His power is here tonight.
Healing Jesus. A healing Jesus.
Yes, yes.
He's healing you.
There's power here.
In Jesus' name right now.
Many miracles are taking place.
He's a healing Jesus.
A healing Jesus.
A healing Jesus. And he's healing you in Jesus' name right now.
Father, thank you for miracles.
He's a healing Jesus.
The
healing Jesus.
He's healing
you. He's healing you in Jesus' name right now.
He's a healing Jesus.
A healing Jesus. And he's healing you in Jesus' name right now.
Father, I thank you for many healings tonight. Now, if you are tormented by demons in any way, put your hand on your head right now. Father, every tormenting spirit, I cast it out now. Come out! In Jesus' name. Be free. Be loosed. Any screaming, falling person, bring to me in the front. Bring the person here. Every satanic power is broken tonight. Satan, I cast you out. Come out in the name of Jesus. Come out in the name of Jesus. Come out in the name of Jesus. Shandala bakaba yanda rababa. Power of the Holy Ghost is here. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. The power of God is here right now. Receive it. Receive. Receive your healing. Receive deliverance. Receive deliverance. Receive deliverance. Receive deliverance. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, thank you for your power. Thank you for your miracles that are working right now. Right now, whatever you couldn't do, begin to do it now. If you couldn't see, open your eyes. You couldn't hear, check your ears right now. You couldn't walk, rise and be healed right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Rise and be healed right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Rise and be healed right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for many, many miracles. Father, I thank you for so many miracles tonight. If you are here tonight and God has touched you in any way, God has touched you. Maybe you had a pain, the pain is gone. But you can sense that God has done something for you. If God has touched you tonight, not that you are expecting it to happen in the future, but right now, you can sense that something has happened. If God has touched you tonight, lift your hand like this. Now, if God has touched you, I want you to come quickly to the front. Come quickly to the front. And I want to pray with you here. And take your testimony. Wherever you are, if God has done something for you, God has healed you, come quickly to the front. Come quickly to the front. Quickly to the front. To the side over here. You may be far away at the back. You couldn't walk. Now you can walk. You couldn't see. Now you can see. You had a pain. The pain is gone. God has done something. Come quickly. Come quickly. Come quickly. Quickly. Come. 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 There is somebody here. There was a lump in your breast. God has healed you. Receive it now in the name of Jesus. Come. 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 Wherever you are, arthritis is healed. Miracles are taking place. Power is flowing in this place. Power is flowing in this place.
Ishe Tino kutendai Tino kuna matai Ishe warugare
wherever you are, if God has touched you, come quickly. Come, come. Come. I want to pray with you again. I want to take your testimony. Jesus is the Savior and the healer.
Everybody say Diani, 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 hakuna wakaita semi.
Put your hand on your heart. Let me pray with you again. Father, thank you for healing. Somebody here, you couldn't see, but now you can see. Lift your hand. Lift your hand high so we can see you. Lift your hand up high. So many people. I'm praying for you now. Father, thank you. Thank you for healing for Zimbabwe. Thank you for healing for everybody here. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your power. Oh, I pray for everyone, Lord. Show mercy, Lord. Show kindness, Lord. Send your miracles. Send your power. Thank you, Lord. Whatever is tormenting them in any way, I ask for intervention, miracle intervention. When they go back home, whatever curse is in the house, let the curse be broken. In the name of Jesus, receive your healing. Receive deliverance. Whatever evil is in your home, in Jesus' name, it is driven out tonight by the power of the Holy Ghost. Now lift your hand and thank God for His mercy. In these 3 days, God's power is visiting you. Your life will never be the same. The power of the Holy Ghost. Jesus is the Savior. Jesus is the healer. Jesus is the Savior. Jesus is your healer. Thank you, Father, for everyone who has lifted their hands. Thank you that as their hands are lifted up, they are receiving miracles. They are receiving blessings. They are receiving help from above. We give you thanks. In Jesus' name. Amen. Olivia, what is this?
Guys, go to church. 1.5 days, this baby was not sucking.
The mother was not doing what?
Was not sucking the breast.
Wow.
So the come mother was very worried. Evangelist, tonight, immediately you finished praying, she gave him the breast and he started sucking.
Wow. Give the Lord a mighty clap offering. Doctor, She said for 1.5 days, baby's not sucking. How old is this baby?
He's 10 months old. 10 months.
10.
Wow.
And he's below weight.
Below weight.
Minus 3 kgs.
And was not sucking at all.
He wasn't sucking for 1.5 days.
Wow. And as soon as we prayed, he started sucking.
Yes, I prayed, touching his stomach. Immediately after that, he started to suck.
Why don't you give a mighty clap of praise? Doctor, is this a miracle?
This is a miracle.
Is this a miracle?
Evangelist, this is a miracle. When you look at the baby now, you can see that he or she is suffering from severe malnutrition. That can lead to what we call regression of milestones.
What is milestones?
Milestones are the things a baby does from...
At each point.
Like sitting, walking, like sucking and all that. And a baby can start sucking and go back to... inability to suck or sit.
Wow.
A baby who was sitting can stop sitting.
Wow.
And will be lying. So this baby has experienced the power of God tonight.
Wow.
The milestone has been regained.
Wow.
Yes.
And she's sucking again.
She's sucking again.
Thank you for your power tonight in Jesus' name.
Wow.
What is this?
Evangelist, for 4 years, this man walked with a limp. He will show us how he used to walk before.
How are you walking before?
But tonight, Evangelist, after you prayed, the power of God came over him. He's lost his limp. He's walking.
How were you walking before? Wow. Hey. Come back this way.
Everything not double, double.
Wow.
Yeah, my God is good. Everybody shout Jesus. Come on and shout Jesus.
Jesus is doing fantastic miracles in Harare. Let me tell you, by the time the 3 days are over, whatever is molesting you will leave you in the name of Jesus over these 3 days. Olivia, thank you, Jesus. Olivia, what is this?
Evangelist, she had arthritis since 1980. Couldn't walk properly. She had pain in this knee.
Let her tell us.
Today, Mama.
Since early 80s, I was suffering from arthritis. The doctors declared.
Volume.
1980s.
On your
the
knee.
The doctor said I've got arthritis.
Yeah.
So I was just on drugs.
Drugs.
They did not sleep.
And what happened tonight?
When you prayed there, I felt something hot. Wow. Then I could lift my own. It was because I couldn't do this.
You couldn't do this before.
No. So I didn't want to come.
You didn't want to come
to testify, but I heard a voice saying you must go and testify.
Wow.
So I came running, sure that I'm healed.
Wow.
Real God is great.
Wow, do your leg like that, let's see.
Hey. Everybody shout Jesus. Come on and 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 shout Jesus. Check out my benekete. My benekete. Check out my benekete. My benekete. Check out, check out, check out, check out, check out.
She looks like she's almost going to be a footballer.
Honestly, but I'm 64.
You are 64 wow. years old.
Yes, I was born 1953.
And look at her. Look at her. Hey. Hey. If you were younger, you could have joined the Zimbabwe soccer team.
Everybody shout, hey.
Give the Lord a shout. Is happening here
since 2009. This is how this man has been walking. Show us.
Yes. Since when?
2009. He went to the hospital and he was told that he had what?
GBS. Guillain-Barré.
GBS.
Guillain-Barré syndrome.
Guillain-Barré syndrome. Wow. A demyelinating condition of the nerves.
This is a medical doctor. I brought him to explain miracles. He's a specialist.
Guillain-Barré syndrome.
Wow.
A demyelinating condition. When you have it, it progresses from just sometimes pain and weakness to paralysis. Wow. Now, from 2009, this man has never stood up or moved without this. He needs this to move like this. Show us again.
How you were doing. Wow, Guillain-Barré.
GBS, yes. Guillain-Barré.
Wow, it's a rare condition.
Yes. And what tonight the power of God touched him.
Yes.
Evangelist, look at what is happening now. Move. He has never stood with this.
Never ever.
Tell us.
I just developed weakness from waist downwards.
And tonight, what happened?
I am feeling power.
Feeling power.
Yeah, sure.
Have you heard of, what do you call, multiple sclerosis? This is the type of those family of diseases. Walk, let's see, come. Strength. No doctor can.
No.
They can just give you whatever you be. And he's walking.
And he has never walked without this.
Wow.
Or even stood. That's what he told me. He said, he has not stood without
this. Is it true? You're not stood?
Yeah, sure. I was not having enough power.
Power?
Yeah, sure.
He knows the medical term because in medicine, we have something we call the power of the limb. Grade 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Up to 5. Power. 0 to 5. Jesus, thanks a million for your power tonight.
Another arthritis healed. She had it for 5 years. Couldn't even lift her hand. Couldn't wash clothes. Couldn't move the knee. You can see that the knee got the way it
deformed.
Is. Deformed.
Wow.
5 years. Tonight she says that all the pain just disappeared.
Is
and now
true,
she's
Mama?
Moving the hand. Move your hands.
Tell
hand.
Us what you could not do before.
Yet before I didn't do anything even to walk. I can't walk. From here up to today, my legs, they are very painful. Even my heart, and I got very weak in my body. But today, now I'm very fit, and I can't.
You couldn't wash?
Yeah, I know. To wash, I want, but not a lot of things. But today, if I can say, yes.
Yeah.
It's very, yes.
Because with that right, they cannot stretch out the fingers.
Yes.
Let's this is rheumatoid arthritis. You can see from the deformities
in the hand,
on the legs, and on the knee. You can see, and they cannot. It's so painful. It's like moving without the oil, isn't it, doctor? The oil is gone in the joints, and it's very painful.
The lining, and also the synovial fluid is dried up.
Dry. That's the lining oil.
Is
that's the engine oil
yes,
for the joint.
It's removed. So
you have bone against bone. And the alignment is destroyed. So you have got what we call ankylosing conditions. It changes.
Bends. Yes. Jesus, thank you for healing. Demons are going out in
Jesus' name. Evangelists, all types of miracles tonight.
What is this?
This boy is a miracle standing here. This is the mother. Tell us what happened.
Okay, my son was not feeling well. He has been in hospital. He's an RG and he's a nurse. So what happened? They said they diagnosed tuberculosis. Then from last week, he was only released from hospital. It's about 3 days ago. But it's like he had problems. He couldn't walk. He couldn't eat. And he was complaining. It's like, when we came here, we had to come holding him.
You had
we
to carry him.
Today. And he's the one, when the people came around saying that they wanted, there's a crusade, he said, let's go. So today he forced us to say, please, let's go. Then we are here and he's telling us that he's healed. He's now healed.
Yes, you can now do what?
He can now walk except eating. He says he still has a sore throat, but now he can walk. What was worrying us that he cannot walk.
He could not walk.
I don't know with the hands. I haven't asked because his hands also were trembling. I don't know. I hadn't asked that, but I was just happy because he could walk.
Walk, so, let's see.
He was held here tonight. He was, this is it. Strength has come to you. How did you break it? Show us how he came to the crusade tonight.
Who and who carried him here?
It's like we were hand in glove, like what I'm doing now.
Wow. And the power of God has come. Tuberculosis. Is this HIV? You don't know? HIV? Tuberculosis? Satan, your power is finished.
Strength has come. Strength has come.
Give Jesus a mighty clap offering. Jesus is the Savior and the healer. BDR, what is this?
Evangelist, for 4 years, this lady has had a breast condition where her nipple went inside.
Her nipple disappeared.
Exactly. Her nipple disappeared and then she had pain in this arm, on the same side. Tonight, evangelist, after you prayed, the nipple has come back out.
The nipple has come back out. Doctor, what is this condition? What did the doctor tell you?
No, I didn't go to
you. You didn't go. What is this, doctor?
Cancer of the breast can cause what we call nipple eversion.
Or retraction.
Retraction. Yes. It goes in. Retraction or it's one of the many signs of cancer of the breast. Mm. The nipple changes. One of them is that it goes in. It's retracted or everted. Wow. And she's also had pain. So possibly
pain in the arm.
There could also be what we call lymphadenopathy.
This is a doctor explaining. Whatever bad things you are saying, they are cancelled in
Jesus. Healed. She's healed tonight.
He's a healing Jesus.
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 A healing Jesus.
Careful, careful.
He's healing you in Jesus' name right now.
Olivia,
miracles.
What is this? Quickly.
I've been having pain in my shoulder. I went to the doctor and I was diagnosed with the calcific tendonitis. So for the past year.
Calcific tendonitis.
Yes.
And doctor, what is calcific tendonitis?
Calcific tendonitis is one of the components of what we call frozen shoulder syndrome.
Frozen shoulder syndrome. Not frozen chicken, frozen shoulder.
Frozen shoulder. Because the tendons, the muscles that connect to the bone become inflamed and there are calcium deposits. So if it grows worse and worse, the whole shoulder gets frozen. You can't move it. So we call it.
Can you move your shoulder now? She couldn't do that before.
No.
Could you not do that before?
I could not. I could only lift my hand up to some ankle, but I could not do like this without pain. And wow. I could not also sleep on this side. So I think tonight I'm going to sleep on that.
Tonight.
Yes.
You are going to sleep well. Whatever is waiting for you in the house, whatever yes. devil will bow to you when
in
you
Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Yes.
Give the Lord a shout of hallelujah.
Evangelist in 2002, she went to the hospital because her eyes were misty. The doctor said, you are going to go blind. So go and learn how to, the blind, what they use. Go and, yeah.
The doctor said what?
They said it's pigmentosa, so it's not treatable. From 2002, every time I walk with somebody, just now I came with my husband wanting my hair. At night, I always said night blindness, I couldn't see at night.
It was called my, what? Doctor called it what?
But now with the screen, I can see clearly everything. I can see clearly now.
Oh, wow, wow, wow. What is the name of the condition in your
they
eye?
They said it was pigmentosa.
Pigmentosa?
Yes.
I'm it's sure it's some kind of pigment of the retina.
Yes.
And you could not see.
Yes, probably.
So in the night, they have to hold you.
Of night, blackout.
Blackout?
Yes.
And tonight, what happened?
I couldn't see from I was sitting there. The screen, it was almost out. But when you prayed, I was just saying, God, I would need my eyesight back. So the screen was clear. Even from now, I'm not putting any glasses.
And you can see clearly.
Clearly.
No give meaning. The Lord a mighty clap offering. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Please, do not leave. When you leave like that, one day your child will walk out of the house without saying bye-bye. We are going to close in 5 minutes, please. So many miracles tonight. BDR, what is this?
This lady came to the crusade ground with a severe asthmatic attack.
Asthma.
Tonight, she's been healed. Lady Pastor Linda has seen her.
Breathe in and out. Breathe in.
In out.
Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Doctor, what is this?
Allergies healed tonight.
Allergies healed.
Generally.
Wow.
This is it.
What from, allergies?
From 2007, the dermatologist said there is no cure. So I have rash and itching every night. So I have to take this 3 times a day. If I don't take them, my husband will be scratching my back every night. I don't sleep. But today...
You don't want your husband to scratch your back in the night.
Because it will be reddish, I'll be in pain.
Okay.
So today I got my healing. I thank the Lord.
Wow. Father, thank you for wonderful healing of skin condition. Wow. Olivia, what is this?
She had a stroke, unable to lift this hand. Stroke. This is the first time she's lifting this hand.
Stroke.
The hand was here like that.
Stroke.
Yes, Evangelist.
And your hand was...
And fibroids, sir.
And your hand was that. My hand is swollen. Why is your hand swollen?
Yeah.
What is wrong with your hand? What's wrong with this hand?
Stroke.
Wow. And you couldn't lift your hand.
Wow. She's now lifting it.
When you have a stroke, that the left, if it's this side, then the other side of the brain is dead. So it cannot command the hand to go up.
Means
and there's nothing in medicine to reactivate nerves and the brain. Jesus, thank you for your mercy.
He's a healing Jesus. A healing Jesus.
BDR,
Evangelist, this young lady was having severe tenderness in both breasts. She said she couldn't touch it. Her husband couldn't touch it.
Wow.
But tonight, as you prayed, she fell under the power of the Holy Ghost. She stood up and the pain had disappeared. The tenderness had disappeared too.
And your breasts are no more sensitive.
Yes.
So tonight, your husband can touch you.
Yes.
Give Jesus a mighty clap offering.
Shout Jesus.
Watch out.
Shout Jesus. Come on and shout Jesus. Give the Lord a shout.
She had an accident 2011. Evangelist, look at that. Where are they? Okay, you removed it.
I've been suffering with burning sensation since
2009.
Wow.
Now I'm feeling better, but my legs are still weak. And I was involved in a car accident in 2011. But my leg, when I'm walking, it's crooked. I always put this supporter if I want to go for work. But last month, I was getting worse. But I'm still feeling weak. But it's not much better, but I'm still feeling weak. This
and tonight, has God touched you tonight? Has something improved tonight?
It's better, but it's not finished. Yes.
Jesus, finish every healing
tonight.
Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Strength.
Simba.
Painful bleeding stopped tonight.
Painful bleeding.
Pain.
Stop. The pain gone?
Yes. My name is Nyasha. I've been bleeding for 3 months. I could use a control pill to stop the bleeding. So I had period pains. And where I'm bleeding, I can feel that the blood is coming out. But today, it just stopped.
For 3 months?
Yes.
You remember the woman with the issue of blood for 12 years? She felt... Can you feel when the blood stops? You can feel that it stopped. Hey. Some of us don't know what it feels like. And it stopped.
Yes. The only problem I'm left with is my son.
Your son.
He hasn't been talking. Now. He's six. He's turned 7 years.
7 years and he's not speaking.
He's not.
Satanic tormenting. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
She could not move a hand for 5 years.
Is it true?
Yes, exactly. I'm all right now with this hand. Finally, I thank
arthritis.
God.
Huh?
I thank God very much.
You
I'm
thank God right. very
yes,
much.
Exactly. I'm very well with this hand.
Wow.
Yes.
Thanks, Jesus, for your power and your mercies. Give the Lord a mighty clap offering.
Lower abdominal pain.
Pain is healed.
This man
watch out, watch out, watch out, watch out, watch out. Come this way.
Pain in the leg heals.
Leading fools astray.
But many kneel.
Yet many kneel to give him praise.
Come this way.
Jesus.
And in his eyes they glimpse
receive
the power
yes.
that feeds the heart of all men.
Yes, yes, many, many miracles. Jesus, Jesus.
He speaks his father's word.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
In the name of the Lord.
Yes,
yes, receive your healing. Healing. Be healed in Jesus' name.
There is strength in
receive your healing.
Of the Lord.
Receive your healing.
There's power.
There is
receive
power
your healing.
In the name of the Lord. There is hope.
Jesus.
In the name
Jesus.
Of the Lord.
Let's
say it's he who in the name of the Lord.
Thanks, Jesus. Receive thanks, Lord.
Receive
thank you,
touch.
Lord, in Jesus' name.
Receive your touch.
Thank you, Lord.
And when my plans are falling through, and when my strength is nearly Jesus. Gone, when there's nothing left to do,
but to depend on
but just depend on you and the power of your name.
Jesus, thanks. Thanks for your
mercy.
Thanks for your healing tonight. Thanks for your mercy. Thanks for your mercy, Lord.
Mandara balabala balabala.
Mandola ma
balabala. We can know the master's
Lando kabalabali mandebelele.
Extend the master's hand.
Oh yes, thank you.
When we come.
when we come in the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name.